One Man Family, now brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and Judge Hunter in the library of the family home.
Well, Henry, how's the invalid? You don't look much the worse for wear.
Wish I could return the compliment.
That operation didn't improve your disposition any. You old grump, you. Dr. Thompson tells me you are full of more grumbles, croaks, and jeremiahs than any patient he's had in 40 years.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. I wonder how many of you folks know that our sponsor, Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabson, also makes Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is a favorite with thousands because it's wonderful first aid for the relief of acid indigestion. You probably know this because I imagine most of you are Alka-Seltzer users. But have you ever tried taking Alka-Seltzer at night before you go to bed? Many of you, I'm sure, have taken Alka-Seltzer in the morning when you wake up with acid indigestion and perhaps a headache too. But try this the next time. When late hours and late refreshments threaten to cause acid indigestion later on, take Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Really, you'll be amazed and delighted with the way it can relieve acid indigestion, and as a result, you'll sleep better, and you'll wake up feeling better the next morning. Worth trying, isn't it? Get a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer on the guarantee of satisfaction or your money back. And try Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion before you go to bed. Chapter 13, Book 77, The Book of Henry. Henry Barber, the invalid, is on the mend, much to his family's relief. He has progressed to the point where he can get about, and his knee shows promise of soon being normal again. It is evening now, and he sits in the library of the family home in Seacliff, San Francisco, with his wife, Fanny, and their daughter, Hazel.
Oh, Father, if I'd known you were going to have a visitor this evening, I wouldn't have come over.
Hmm?
Didn't you say Judge Hunter was dropping in to see you?
Prefer your company any time to that crusty old bachelor.
Why, Henry, you were tickled pink when the judge called today and said he would be here tonight.
Wait till I'm all well, practically. Wouldn't take the trouble to come when I was hovering between life and death. I count my friends by the way they act when there's a crisis.
Crisis? The worst that could have happened to you was a stiff knee.
Oh, yes, nothing at all. Just a stiff knee. Go about with a flagging, halting walk all my days. There's nothing. Turn the old horse out to pasture. His days of usefulness are over. Forget the countless days he drew his load over the cobbled streets, straining under the...
Oh, why, Father, what a doleful picture. Here you are, almost well, and you're talking as if there was no hope. I think he's just getting himself worked up into a state for Glenn.
These summer friends come around when the weather is fair and all is well, yes. Never see hide nor hair of them when the winds and storms of misfortune are on you.
Judge Henry sent you flowers at the hospital, and didn't he call up nearly every day, Mother?
Of course he did. Your father knows that.
Give me a person like Hazel here, Fanny. Now, she hasn't missed coming to see me one single day during this trial by surgery I've been through. More than I can say for the rest of the children. Clifford off somewhere tonight. All still at the Sky Ranch. Claudia someplace. Oh, not that I want them here.
Father, I think that's just what you do want. You like to have us around you all the time.
You've spoiled him.
Oh, very well, funny, very well.
Oh, we're just teasing you, my dear. We know that your bark is much worse than your bite.
Yes, we know you pretty well, Father.
But he does manage to put something over on us once in a while. Why, if it hadn't been for that letter that came today, I don't think I ever would have found out about that little Italian boy.
What's that?
Fanny, you promised not to say anything about that.
Yes, but in a way, Hazel was responsible for what you did, Henry. It wouldn't be fair not to tell her.
Are you talking about that poor little Italian boy they brought into the hospital while Father was there? The one who had his leg amputated?
Yes.
That was such a tragic case. One of the nurses told me about him. I remember telling you, Father.
Tell Hazel what you did, Henry.
It shouldn't be talked about at all. I told Fred Thompson that I wanted to remain anonymous about the whole affair.
But it was such a sweet letter. I put it in that little drawer right behind you there, Hazel. Read it.
Henry?
Would you help her? I didn't, Father?
Of course, Henry. Let her read it. It's the sort of thing Hazel would appreciate.
All right. It's not worth all this fuss.
Well, I must say I'm curious. This drawer?
Yes.
Find it?
Mm-hmm.
Why, this looks as if it's been written by... Oh, that must be Judge Hunter. Sit still, Mother. I'll let him in. I'll put the letter right here. Don't let me forget to read it before I go.
All right. It'll be so nice to see Glenn.
Gets more pompous all the time.
shows his age more than I do, don't you think? He's getting so... He repeats himself.
Well, a lot of young people do that.
He's always catching.
Where is the old curmudgeon anyway? Well, here we are. Fanny, my dear, delighted to see you.
Well, we're glad to see you, Ben.
Yes. Henry, how's the invalid? Don't look much the worse for wear. Yes.
Wish I could return the compliment.
That operation didn't improve his disposition, did it, Fanny?
Not much. Sit down, Ben. Take this chair, Judge Hunter.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Didn't expect to have the pleasure of finding you here.
Well, I'm afraid I've neglected my family quite a bit since Father's been laid up.
Yes, at least somebody has been loyal.
Exactly.
You got it on me there, Henry. Charming wife and loyal children to look after you.
Good thing I didn't have to depend on my so-called friends to do it.
Why, you old grump, you. Thompson tells me you were full of more grumbles, croaks, and Jeremiahs than any patient he's had in 40 years. That's one reason I didn't come sooner. Two, I hear complaints all day long in my office. Your son Jack can tell you that. Now, point three, I had...
Yes, yes. If this is a brief, I prefer to have you mail it to me.
You too. I think you enjoy insulting each other.
They certainly must.
Wasting time. Let's get down to business.
Business? We thought this was a social call.
It's both. Combining the two. I'm a busy man, Henry. I have to ration my time and my call.
Yes, you wouldn't be so rushed if you didn't waste so much time being so wordy.
Henry, no one again doesn't come more often. Dr. Thompson ought to be here. He'd enjoy this.
I'm having enough trouble with your father without complicating it with that mediciner. There's one thing we'll agree on. That's right, Henry. I'll refer to him later in going over this document I brought with me.
Document?
Well, if you and Judge Hunter are going to talk business...
No, Hazel. This will only take a minute or two.
Yes, don't go, Hazel. Why don't you read that letter while they're talking?
Oh, yes, I will. I'd forgotten it. Excuse us for interrupting. You and Father go on with your business.
Exactly. Henry, I brought with me the final draft of your last will and testament.
Huh?
What in the world?
All ready for your signature.
What are you talking about? I'm a long way from anything like that. Did you come over here to drum up some business for that law firm of yours?
No, just a minute. You certainly haven't forgotten that you... asked your son Jack to draw up a will for you when you thought you were on your deathbed, have you?
Deathbed? Ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous. Nevertheless, before you went to the hospital for that minor operation, you were apparently so jittery that you called Jack in to make your final bequest.
Nonsense.
Furthermore, you were so incensed that I didn't put in an appearance for this silly performance that you instructed your son to redraw the will and exclude me as one of the beneficiaries. Don't play innocent with me now.
Why, Henry, I didn't know you were that frightened to be drawing up a will.
Oh, nothing of the sort. It's just a precautionary measure.
Precisely. But you recall it now.
Well, just forget all about it. Thank you very much.
Forget about it? Don't you think our time's valuable down there in my office? Costs money to draw up a document like this.
Very well, very well. Send me a bill. I knew this visit would cost me money. You're as bad as Fred Thompson.
I've cut him out, too, according to your instructions.
What is all this?
My dear Fanny, your husband told Jack, who, by the way, he's coming along fine down at the office, got my eye on your boy, Fanny. Tell him I said that.
Seems to me it's about time you did something more than keep your eye on him.
to get back to business. You specifically gave instructions to eliminate me from the will. Thompson and me. That's been done. Now, if you just...
Just a minute, man. I think Jack misunderstood me. No, I didn't mean that. I didn't want to remember you as some memento. I'd like to put that back to you.
Why, of course.
An old friend. I had no intention of cutting you out.
How about Fred Thompson?
Well, let's see how this knee comes along. If I get completed well, I'll put him back in, too. Yes. Draw it up again, Glenn, with you in and that pill peddler out. Momentarily.
Look here, we can't be drawing up your will every time a new whim comes over you.
It's my will, isn't it?
Yes, but as far as I'm concerned, you can leave me out permanently. Cost me more for stenographic services than the bequest is worth.
What were you getting, Glenn Henry?
My stamp collection.
I'm reliably informed that he hasn't added a stamp to it since 1915.
Oh, those old stamps.
Have sentimental value. Something you could always remember me by.
Why, if Thompson and I outlived you, it'll be a miracle. No, Henry, just leave me out. And if you'll accept this document as it stands, I won't charge you a cent for it. How's that?
Suppose I want to put Fred Thompson back in.
Now, if you do that and bring it to us to draw up again, it'll cost you $1,000.
Yes. He's not worth it.
Well, Hazel, what's wrong with you? You've been quiet as a mouse there.
Yes, I'm afraid I have. Oh, Hazel, dear, have you been crying?
Little wonder, all this talk of death and will.
Oh, it wasn't anything you said, really, it wasn't. I was just reading a letter here that... Well, it touched me, that's all. There's a good need, too, Hazel. Read it again.
Fanny, I will be
quiet. Fanny's word is law as far as I'm concerned. Go ahead, Hazel. I'm practically a member of the family anyway. Who's it from, Teddy?
No. This is from a little boy, a friend of father's, a new friend. This letter came today, Mother said. He writes, "Dear Mr. Barber, they brought me my artificial leg today. Dr. Thompson said you paid it. Mama said to write and thank you. I want to thank you for my leg. It fits me swell, and I will be able to walk with it. Papa says you are a kind man to pay the hospital and everything. I say the same thing. Papa says if you like spaghetti, he will make you some. He makes it good, better than Mama. Is your leg okay? I hope you are, and do not limp or anything after your operation. The doctor said you was okay, but you was kind of old. How old are you? I am 9, going on 10 almost. Goodbye, Peter Errico. P.S. I do not spell so good, but Mama and Papa don't know English, so I write for them. They are proud of me, Pete."
Yes. Paul will be here in just a moment with further developments. When you have a miserable headache, the first thing you want is relief. Isn't that true? Well, think first of Alka-Seltzer. Reach first for that friendly-looking blue and white package. For Alka-Seltzer is first aid for the relief of a headache. All we ask you to do is try it, and Alka-Seltzer will do the rest. Dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink it. Since Alka-Seltzer is a solution when you take it, the pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate is ready to go right to work. And because of its effervescence, because of that familiar fizz itself, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast to give fast relief. Yes, take Alka-Seltzer. First aid for the relief of a headache. All right, Paul.
When a woman's youth begins to fade, she often becomes somewhat desperate about marriage. And to escape spinsterhood, she's likely to accept a man she doesn't really love. These thoughts have been going through my mind this evening about my adopted daughter, Teddy, as I sit on the veranda looking out at the stately redwoods here at the Sky Ranch. Well, that's how it is with the Barbers today. Good night.
Your health, it's more important than wealth. Guard against vitamin deficiency disease. To keep looking your best and feeling your best, take a one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day. Lack of vitamins will make you look and feel run down, tired out, dull, nervous, and listless. That means lack of pep and loss of vitality. Don't take chances. Take care of yourself. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day. Potency guaranteed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Don't accept a substitute. Insist on a genuine one-a-day brand vitamin. One Man's Family is brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Chapter 14, Book 77. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto. One Man's Family comes to you from California. Stay tuned for Leon Pearson and direct reports from the Korean battlefront. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.